VA mobile.
To VAG, hello again.
Hey, Glenn. So, what's happening down there in Lawrence County?
Hey, FedEx just got here. So, coins are here. I guess I gotta go to the bank.
Don't forget to take your gun out of your holster before you go in.
Why do people here arm themselves? I mean, what are they so afraid of? I've never carried a gun. Back in the days when I used to, these gold coins just arrived. I should put them away somewhere safe. I mean, back in the days when I used to carry cash and gold in the tens of thousands, I never carried a gun.
That was your stupidity. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of anybody. I mean, they pull a gun on me, they better kill me with the first shot. That's all I got to say, because they're going to be eating it if they don't. So, I'm not afraid to die, so... And they better not be either if they pull that thing out. And I don't carry mine all the time. So, I don't know. There you go.
Your red state thing then. Because, I don't know, the notion of going around armed everywhere never seemed to me like an especially good idea. You're not really going to be able to get the drop on anyone anyway. You're going to end up, you don't want to end up second best or even the winner in a gunfight. May not work out well.
There's a lot of pros and cons. It depends on the situation. If you're in a mass shooting situation, then you probably have time to get your weapon out. And if you have a clear shot, I would take it. But, I don't know, something else you said there that triggered a thought that it has already left my brain. It's gone through my brain and gone somewhere else. But, that's our Second Amendment rights, and I guess the thing that kills me is all these gun-free zones. Those are the places where people, where criminals take guns because it's a shooting gallery. I mean, nobody, a law-abiding citizen, will not have a gun in a gun-free zone because he's obeying the law, somebody like me. But then a criminal is not going to obey the law. He's going to take a gun in there, and it's just like a shooting gallery. So to me, there shouldn't be any gun-free zones. That's just my take on it. Everybody's got an opinion, and so there you go.
Identified the primary problem with gun control and why it falls into the area of magical thinking. Yeah, Fox News, I don't normally watch them, but there was Fox, somewhere around here I have a Fox News video, I forget where I found it, and it shows just that. You see this guy, are you worried about shootings? And what you need to do is set up a gun-free zone. And you see in the first clip, this robber runs into a store with a gun and shotgun. And the store owner points at the sign, gun-free zone. And he's like, ah, yeah, crap. And he runs out again. And the same thing happens two more times. Gun-free zone, prevent gun violence or whatever. So, no, I mean, the whole gun control debate's gotten a bit ridiculous. And, as you said, criminals don't obey the law. Look what happened in Japan. The former prime minister just got himself killed by somebody came up behind them with a shotgun. Japan has much more stringent gun control laws than the United States. So someone was really, really, really determined to kill the former prime minister. He actually lingered for a while, which, you know, for a shotgun blast, I gotta give him credit. That usually messes you up pretty good. So, yeah, I'm not a gun control supporter, but, and I know you hate this term, I'm not an homosexual either.
That means. But anyway, I own several guns, several pistols, rifles, shotguns, it's mainly for protection here at home. If somebody breaks into my house, I've got an alarm, gives me time to get my gun out of the safe. It's loaded, I got one in the chamber, and all I gotta do is just take it out, pull the trigger, I can get it out in about 10 seconds. So, and the alarm's immediate, so I've got plenty of time to get my gun out and protect myself and my wife before they get to my bedroom. So anyway, that's my main concern. So, but I do have a CWP. And anyway, I'm going to jump out of here. I'm sitting in the driveway, and I'm going to pull on in the garage here and go on inside. I've got some hamburger meat here I need to get in the fridge. But I'll talk to you again. 73's KV4CBA. Clear up to yours.
CBA, KD2BNG. All right, 73's. You have a rest of your good day, and I'll talk to you later.
DJW Mobile.
Hello, KD2BNG, what's up?
I'm a roasting. Just finished flying all morning. Good flying weather. Perfect flying, but man, is it hot out there. Or humid. Humidity and the temperature combined.
As yesterday, but bad enough. Yeah, I was joking earlier. I was out early yesterday around 7:30, and the temperature had already gone, holy crap. And then by mid-afternoon, it was up to, you gotta be kidding me. So, try to stay indoors.
Well, you gotta be kidding me right now. It's humid, though. I forgot to bring a towel. I had a towel to dry the sweat. It wouldn't be so bad, but I had to leave now because sweat burns when it drips in your eyes.
I was out earlier today trying to do something. The rare time I get up early, for me, like 8 o'clock would be early, and already it's too hot to, a couple of things I had to do. Try to trim some trees. Try to put a new battery in an old truck to try to start the thing so I can get it out of here. Yeah, still not working, so it's not the battery. Anything I have to do outside, I gotta work in short bursts.
Well, those people that were getting on your land, you were putting up a camera or something like that, they were there when you weren't there, and you were going by and looking at the camera. How about all that turn out?
Guys on the place right now. The incidents that I told you that I did catch on camera, that was like 2 or 3 years ago. Now I have no eyes on the place. I recently had all the land cleared. I had those four decrepit trailers knocked down. And the idiot who did that probably broke my water main. So at some point I gotta have that repaired. And I also told them, hey, leave a flag where the septic tanks are at. So if I want to use them again, I gotta relocate the septic tanks and patch the water main. But yeah, I don't have eyes on the place now. So, and with all the foliage gone and the land clear, I don't have any good place to hide cameras. But I do have to do something fairly soon because, as far as I know, incidents are still going on.
I was wondering how that ever turned out. Never did hear the final end of it. But if you took down the things that they found interesting, like the trailers and the foliage and all that stuff, there's probably less activity than you had before when they had something interesting to go look at or investigate.
I think I have them around here somewhere. You know, I had like gigabytes of pictures, various, but whenever I had people, photos of people and vehicles, I didn't seem to have enough detail to identify anyone or anything. I never had an angle where I could get a license plate or get a really good. This was probably mostly going on after dark anyway. But case file might still be open. The Lawrence County Sheriff still has all these photographs and whatever I took. I think I told you the one incident. I was there. My car was parked behind the house. You couldn't see it from the road. And I happened to be behind some foliage. And this car comes onto the property, this red Honda something. I jumped out. I'm still filming. I'm filming him. And I've never seen anyone reverse out of there as fast as he did. He reversed out so quick and hit the road again. He was like grinding the gears as he went out. And unfortunately, no license plate on the car, or I would have showed them that video.
Talking about that, you were just fortunate enough to be there at that time. No telling what he would have done. Anyway, it is hard to get a camera set up to where it'll get a license tag or a picture of a face. Kind of like it. You have to get them to pose for that. Or I know what you're talking about. I got a bunch of Raspberry Pi cameras set up, and it is difficult to get identifiable pieces of information.
That's why that went nowhere. But, power company, I think, cut down a bunch of trees because there were trees along the right-of-way and along where they had to get to get their power lines. When I had all those trailers demolished, that, took out a lot of the rest of the trees. So there's no cover for cameras. And also there's no internet or internet easily available. And, there isn't really even electricity on the property right now, although that's easy to fix. So, I'd have to do what I was doing. Every day you got to go down there and unload the cameras. Put in new memory cards, go back and see whatever you got. In other words, there's no way to upload photos. You just got to go there and change out the memory cards. And, of course, if something happens between that, if something happens where the camera itself disappeared, I think I told you, I went there one day and one of the cameras was gone. Somebody saw it and decided it didn't want to be filmed. But... yeah, I could get internet out there for, it's going to be expensive, $100, $120 a month. Some company called Blazing Hog, I think. I think they're reselling T-Mobile or Verizon.
On cellular internet, and that's not very fast, and they sell it to you by the gigabyte, right?
There's usually a data cap. Okay. There's usually a monthly data cap, and if you exceed that, it usually drops back to even more unacceptable speed. 2G or 1G or G or whatever. But you're going to have the same problem with satellite. That would be the only game in town, would be 4G or, whatever, cellular whatever. And that, that would work. There's a cellular repeater not less than a mile away. So accessibility is not the problem. But yeah, the cost per megabyte would be the problem.
There's not enough people out there to get, shorter spectrum.
I guess my finger keeps slipping. That I don't know. If enough people demand it, they would have to come out there with either cable or 5G, fiber, or What's 5G? You're like, what I got here is basically, what is it, Ethernet over fiber optic. Like the last mile of fiber optic. So you would want something like that.
People that are getting fiber optic out here, and they're getting upload speeds as fast as with Charter's download speeds, which is pretty good. I'll be glad when that comes to our neighborhood.
Regional Telephone has it here. And, yeah, I get about 100 megabits upstream, and I'm supposed to get twice that downstream. But that's good, because now if you want to do things like run web servers, which, you know, there's a server, you could get to my web server now if you wanted to. But, you know, it's good if you're running web servers. It's also good for video conferencing, because video conferencing is a lot of data in either direction. And what are they charging me, like $65, $70 a month, which is about what I was paying Charter for cable.
Oh, I pay $120 a month, but it's for 1 gigabyte download, and I think it's only like a tenth of that upload, which that's, like you said, when you do video conferencing, you need it both directions.
Complaining about that to me, one of the neighbors who's still on Spectrum. I got 200 or 300 megabits going downstream. Why does video still look choppy and stuttery and whatever? You know, because that's basically it. You know, you're sending lots of data in both directions. The asymmetrical bandwidth works well like it did years ago when, you know, the request going upstream is a few hundred bytes. And there's a couple of megabytes coming downstream. Okay, then it works fine. For things like, well, let's see, IP telephony, don't need that much bandwidth. For things like video, maybe. You know, also if you're running a server that you have some service you want to make public, a web or an FTP server, you know, your downstream is basically my upstream. You know, so that works well if you're going to have some service you're going to make available to other people.
Okay. Well, when I was working, I'd use video through the internet and audio through the telephone line, because audio takes a lot of bandwidth as well as video. So that worked out better, because my demand was down by the audio. I just wouldn't connect to you. Computer audio, I would to have a telephone. And the telephone audio was always a lot better than, you know, digital audio through the internet. Anyway, Glenn, I'm about to get home, and I got to unload my airplanes. Sure is hot out here. I'm ready to get inside the air conditioner. Good talking to you. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
WKD2BNG. All right, you take care, and, you know, like, try not to catch fire. Stand near the AC, drink, stay hydrated, and we'll talk to you later.